Welcome to the Shine with Sophie podcast. I am your host, mindset and life purpose coach, EFT tapping, NLP and time techniques practitioner, business and Spanish graduate, and most of all, the founder of the Shine with Sophie community, movement and soul mission. I am here to expand your mind, elevate your vibration, guide you to unlocking your true power and authenticity, connect you with your soul, and bring you the teachings, tools and support to help you create a life and business in true alignment with who you are. I invite you to open your heart and mind while listening, and I'll see you on the other side. Hello, welcome to this episode of the Shine with Sophie podcast. I'm so excited you're here. This is a short but sweet solo episode that I'm bringing to you guys today. I had originally planned a guest episode for you guys this week. However, one, I've not done a solo episode in a while. I've just had so many guests on. It's been fucking amazing. But secondly, because my energy right now, everything that's happening right now, it was my birthday a couple of days ago. We are starting Aura Elevation, the 3-week energy reset challenge that I'm co-hosting with two spiritual practitioners. And we are starting that this evening. We're kicking it off this evening for our welcome party. And I just have so much fire within me. I have so much excitement, gratitude running through me, like running through all of me. And just like, I feel like I could explode right now. And I want to share that energy with you guys. I want to come on here and share this energy with you. And I think what I'm really going to dive into is this kind of fact, this truth, right? This actual truth that your evolution is inevitable. And that is what I've learned. That's, I've been kind of reflecting this past week with obviously my birthday and just everything that's shifting, everything that's happening. And the biggest thing that came through, one of the biggest things that came through is that your evolution, my evolution is inevitable. Your evolution is inevitable. Everybody's evolution is inevitable, right? And we get so stuck in our heads of this is just like it's not possible for me, or this is just how far we can go, or you've just hit that block, that stagnancy, right? Or you just don't think it's possible for you. And that's where I was literally just a year ago. And what I'm going to do today is just reflect with you where I was a year ago, where I was 2 years ago, and what I've learned and how things have shifted throughout that period. Because, oh my god, just like, especially today and yesterday, or just the past few days, I've just been sat in awe at life and business. And you know that way where you're like, oh my goodness, like I feel like I can breathe now, but also like, holy fuck, I am so proud of myself. I am so, so proud of how far we've come. And everything that has led me to this moment was preparation, was meant to fucking happen. Every crumble, every hardship, every challenge, every hard moment, was all meant to happen. And it was all leading me to where I am within myself, within my life, within my business. So I'm super excited to share all the wisdom that comes through today. I am doing this completely intuitively. I set the intention when I came on this session before hitting record to allow my intuition, to allow the universe to speak through me exactly what wants to come through today and share that kind of transformation from the past 2 years, from the past year, and all the lessons and shifts that have come through since then. But I will be keeping this short and sweet because I am going live in about an hour's time for the Aura Elevation welcome party, which, by the way, we have enrolled. We have 45 women inside this challenge, inside this 3-week reset challenge. That this is just the second round that we've done. We launched it at the start of this year, and we had about, I think, 20 people in there, maybe even like 18, 20 people in there. We have doubled, like more than doubled, the number of people this round, and we are just so expanded by these women. Not even the quantity of people, but the quality of these women. Like, they are next level. They're so fucking powerful. And I'm just so, I just, like, can't wrap my head around that this is my life. This is the shit that I get to do for a living, and that's why I wanted to come on this session and just share with you all my heart of like, anything is fucking possible. Like, I am sat living in such a huge manifestation right now in so many different ways. And I'm not anything special, right? We are all special in our own unique ways, but I am just a small town Scottish gal who decided to go for it, who decided to heal, who decided to follow her heart, who decided to put herself out there. And of course, all of this gets to happen for me because I have made this fucking happen. And you get to make shit happen for you too. Like, you get to make your manifestations come true. You get to bring them into your reality. You get to be, to change, to heal, to grow, to evolve. But it's a choice. You can either choose not to evolve, you can choose to stay where you are, you can choose to limit yourself, to hold yourself back, to allow your subconscious beliefs, to allow your environment to keep you where you are, to hold you back for the rest of your life. Or you can decide in this moment with me to heal, to get yourself into expansive spaces, environments, energies that are going to allow you to expand, that are going to support you and feeling safe to put yourself out there, to do something different, to heal, to evolve. And that's all that I've done. I've got myself into spaces. I've done the fucking work. I've went so deep within me that my physical reality is now catching up with me. It's now shifting into place because everything within me is healing. So before we get deep, and I feel like, see what I mean? Like, things just come through and I'm not even, this is just me getting started. So before we get properly started, I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth, wherever you are. Just grounding yourself in this space, arriving to this podcast episode today, setting the intention to open your heart, to listen, to open your mind, to listen and to immerse into this episode today. And of course, take what resonates, leave what doesn't. I'm sure a lot will resonate. But again, before we get real deep into this, now that we've kind of arrived to this space, I want you to share with me, what is something that you are celebrating? Because obviously I am celebrating how far I've come, the 45 women that have said yes to Aura Elevation, the massive shifts that are happening within my external reality, within my life and my business, because of the deep healing that I've done the past year, 2 years, 3 years. What's something that you are celebrating? I want you to finish this sentence after me. I am celebrating, fill it in. And if you want to share it with me, DM me on Instagram @_shinewithsophie. Let me know what you're celebrating. Or there's also actually a feature now, if you're listening on Spotify, to comment and to leave a little comment on each podcast episode that I see that some people are starting to do, which I fucking love. I was like, oh my God, hi guys. So if you ever want to communicate with me, because obviously I'm chatting with you guys, you're really getting to know me, but sometimes I'm like, hello. Want to talk back? So if you want to, you're listening on Spotify and you want to use that feature, like, always feel free to let me know what resonates, or let me know what you're celebrating, or any feedback. But yeah, so now that we're feeling expanded, we've arrived to the space, we've celebrated ourselves for something, I'm gonna get into the depth of this conversation today. So obviously I said that my birthday was a couple of days ago. I turned the big 27, 27 now. And I started my birthday at a soulful Sunday, because it landed on a Sunday. And I went up to Loch Lomond in Scotland with my best friends, my soul sisters. And we'd done some yoga, breath work, and cold water dip in there. And then we went for some brunch. And I just loved every minute of it, and I was actually sat on my yoga mat. The sun was beaming down on us, which wasn't supposed to be sunny. It was actually supposed to be rainy, and the sun shined for me on my birthday. And I was sat there, and I just wanted to stay there. I just wanted to lock in that feeling. I did lock in that feeling. I was so present, and I was so fucking grateful, because a major manifestation for me for this year that has obviously come true in so many ways was more in-person connection, more sisterhood connection, and more just like in-person, like, yeah, in-person connection within the work that I do, within like feeling aligned. And I've obviously been going to these yoga and breathwork and cold water dipping events, which have been so expansive and so healing, so fulfilling in so many ways. I also had Maggie, who is also one of the facilitators in Aura Elevation, come out and visit me at the start of this year. I've been hosting my in-person workshops, and I just have different plans coming up, which I'm so, so grateful for, and I'm so excited for. But something else that I've been really reflecting on is where I had been last year. So this time last year, believe it or not, I was like a completely different person. Like, when I really think back on it, this time last year, I wasn't as confident as I thought I was. I was really doubtful within my capabilities as a coach, as a leader, as a space holder, as a healer. Like, I was really, really doubting myself and felt so much imposter, so much unworthiness come up to the surface. And then obviously, like I've spoke about a lot on the podcast, in August, I was hit with a very difficult and testing experience and situation within my personal life that I think one day I will really share, but right now I just don't feel ready to really share the ins and outs of that. But just know that I went through something extremely difficult that brought a lot of unsafety, a lot of unworthiness, a lot of scarcity, lack, fear to the surface that again seeped into my business and just crumbled for months and months. So from like August to December last year was a massive tower moment for me, a massive crumble, like I've spoke a lot about. But I now understand that it was in preparation for where I now am and who I'm being and what I'm sharing with the world and how I can help people because of what I've moved through. And even 2 years ago, when I look back on 2 years ago, that was when, actually, exactly 2 years ago, I was running my very, very first free group program with seven women. And this is when I first launched my group, my coaching business, and I put a giveaway out for people to win, three people to win 3 weeks one-on-one coaching with me. And everyone who signed up, which was seven people, I put them together and facilitated a group program for those 3 weeks as well. And when I think about it, seven people, that's like a lucky number. So angel number seven is all about good luck and miracles. So I guess I was always guided the entire time. You still always got to be open to see and to receive and to listen and follow the guidance. Because now, 2 years on, because I listened to the guidance, I followed my heart, I didn't give up, even when it got fucking hard, even when I could have. It would have been so much, quote unquote, easier in that moment if I had given up and played safe, but I didn't. And now, 2 years on, I am co-hosting with two other powerful, powerful spiritual facilitators, spiritual healers, practitioners in my industry with 45 fucking women all around the world, like in so many different places of the world, coming together for 3 whole weeks for Aura Elevation to heal on a deeper level, to expand and elevate on a deeper level. Your evolution is inevitable if you choose to commit to it, if you choose to never give up on it. And then 3 years ago, because I just passed the 3 year mark within living in my apartment, living in my flat. So I moved out of my family home just over 3 years ago at the start of July. And I moved into this place, into my home right now with no job security. We were in the middle of the pandemic. I had no job security. I was furloughed. I had just recently graduated university with no plan, no next step, no idea what was coming next or where I was actually going. But it was taking that leap of faith, that intuitive leap of faith that I subconsciously took from my intuition, because I wasn't tapped into this work at that point, didn't know what my intuition really was at that point or what all of this work was. And I took that leap of faith, and that was the door that opened up all the other expansive doors that have opened up the past 3 years. And I think if I didn't take that leap of faith 3 years ago and move out of that family home that was no longer serving me, that was no longer aligned with me, that was really detrimental for me, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't be having this conversation with me. I don't know where I would be. I don't know what life would look like. But that's what I'm saying. One leap of faith can shift so fucking much for you. And that's one of the major lessons that I've learned. Leaps of faith, taking risks on yourself, betting on yourself, listening to your intuition, trusting yourself, that is the key to your transformation. A major, major lesson that I've learned, and particularly the last 2 years, but just even just if we look at the last 3 years, since really like starting my journey, starting my healing journey, starting my business journey, a major thing that I've learned is that it is safe. It is safe to follow your heart. It is safe to trust yourself. It is safe to bet on yourself, because I think that safety piece of the puzzle was what I had to truly learn and reprogram this past year in particular, to really get me to where I am, to continue on this path that I'm on, to continue doing the work that I get to do, to continue expanding this lifestyle, this reality that I am building and I'm co-creating for myself. Because I think that's something that really does hold us back, is that we don't feel safe to do something different, to put ourselves out there, to take risks on ourselves. We feel safe surviving. We feel safe in our comfort zone. We feel safe in what we've been taught is deemed successful. We've been told that safety is that 9-to-5 job, is having the secure income coming every month. But that is a limiting safety. That is a false sense of safety. And there's an expansive safety available for us. There's a safety that allows you to feel deeply free as well. That we can feel safe and we can feel free at the same time. We can have that stability within ourselves and within a life or a job or a business that truly fulfills us on a soul level, on every level. And that's something I had to learn the hard way, to be fair, I feel like, because it was a really hard soul lesson for me to learn. And to now be at this place within myself, that this belief that has been implanted deep within my subconscious, that it is safe, Sophie, to follow your heart. It is safe to trust yourself. It is safe to choose what's best for you, even if people don't understand, even if it doesn't make fucking logical sense. There's something far greater than you supporting you, guiding you, cheering you on. And when you can follow your intuition, that part of you that's connected to the divine, that's connected to the universe, magic fucking happens. And I know that may sound so bizarre and illogical, but if you're listening to this episode, if you listen to my podcast, if you connect with my content, if you connect with the things that I share, then there's a part of you that knows that that is true. There's a part of you that can believe that, that does believe that, and that wants to live from that place, that wants to operate from that place. Because the thing is, and again, something that I've learned, is that we are all energy. And the beliefs that you believe, the words that you say, hold a frequency, hold an energy, which creates your reality. So if you can stand firmly in the belief and speak aloud that it is safe for you to follow your heart, to trust yourself, to put yourself out there, to follow your dreams, that's the reality that you're going to attract, that you're going to see, that you're going to create. And that's what's truly happened for me, is because I've committed wholeheartedly to healing my limitations, to healing from within, that's why things are shifting in such a fulfilling, expansive way. And something else that I've learned, especially this past year, since like going through a really hard time last year, especially in my personal life, and just moving through that unworthiness in business as well, and within my relationships, is that you don't have to earn worthiness. And I put a post up about this in social media on my Instagram post, and I think I'll make a solo episode just around this. But a major thing, a major soul lesson that I've learned in particular this past year, is that you don't have to earn worthiness. You don't have to have the success, the relationship, the goals, the money to be deemed enough, to be deemed worthy, because you already are. Worthiness is your birthright. Worthiness is innate. You were given that the moment you were born. It's a soul. It's a soul part of you. But because of our human experience, because of the conditioning that we have been given, we've forgotten. We've forgotten our worthiness, and we are looking outside of ourselves to be approved. We're looking outside of ourselves to feel good enough, to have that relationship to feel good enough, to have that money in our bank account to feel good enough, or to be good enough, or to look good enough to other people. And that's something that I felt come through, especially as I kind of creeped towards the age of 27, a lot of these old limiting beliefs came to the surface of, I'm turning 27, I have never been in a relationship, I've never had someone like truly love me, and all that unworthiness come up of like, because I've never had a relationship, does that mean I'm not good enough? But it's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. Because you have always been worthy. You don't have to earn your worthiness. And I think, I know actually, the more that you recognise and remember that you are already worthy, that you have always been worthy, the easier you attract things to you. The easier you become a magnet to attract the relationship, the success, the money. Because you have released that need to have that. You've released the control. You don't no longer put pressure on the money, on the relationship, on the success. And it gets to come through to you, it gets to flow to you with ease, because it's like you've created that space. You no longer put that, yeah, that pressure, that weight on that particular thing. Does that make sense? And one thing I really want to share as well before I kind of wrap up this episode, because I got to go and get ready for the Aura Elevation welcome party. But if you're going through a season of darkness or challenges or hardships, know that that's one, temporary, okay? But two, that's also that preparation. You're being invited to heal on a deeper level. You're being invited to bring this gunk, per se, the stuff that's coming to the surface to be cleared, to be healed. And I think what's coming through, right, is that the darker the darkness that you go through, the brighter the light that shines from you and you get to experience in your life. Because when I'm telling you, I've been through a lot of darkness, but if I was to just specifically speak to that season last year, it was dark. It was fucking hard. Like, really hard. There was times where I did want to give up. I thought the universe just was, I was so scared of the universe, actually. I remember being so scared of the universe. I was scared to go to my parents' house instead, in case that signaled to the universe that I wanted to go back there. I was scared of what other challenges it was going to give me. I was living in so much fear at that time. I was going to sleep crying. I was waking up crying because I felt so unsafe. But it was just like a huge purge. That's what it was. It was like 5 solid months of fucking purging so I could get to this point within my business, within myself, within my life that feels so cleansed, so open, so expanded, so magnetic. So just know that when you're going through a season of hardship or darkness, that this is coming to the surface, this is happening so that you can purge, so that you can clean it, so that you can clear that space within your subconscious and start to really deeply heal and reprogram that so that you can shine your light. You can shine your light even fucking brighter because your light wants to shine. Oh my god, we're so on brand. Your light does want to shine. It wants to come through you. It's within you. It's in you right now. But there's things covering it. There's things clouding that light. that want to be healed, that want to be cleared. So how can you start committing to doing that? How can you start committing to the deep healing and the deep cleansing from within? Because it's the work that will change your fucking life and business, especially if you are a small business owner or just anyone, right? But if you're someone who wants to create a business or who wants to create a life that's fulfilling, that's sustainable, that doesn't lead you to burnout, that's fun, that's expansive, the deep healing work, the coming into yourself and healing the stories, healing the limitations, healing the darkness, the trauma within you, is what's going to set you free. It's what's going to open your heart up. It's what's going to open you up to new ways of being, new expansive ways of thinking and, being. And if you haven't already come over to my Instagram, if you're not already on my Instagram community at _ShamelessSophie, come over there and share so much light, so much wisdom over there too. And if you ever want to go deeper within this work, within all the work that I do, know that I have my True Alignment Portal low-cost membership that is a mindset and embodiment membership that we have. You have my ever-growing library of meditations, ever-growing library of EFT tappings, journal prompts, embodiment practices, and we also have an exclusive live group embodiment session and hot seat coaching session in there every single month, with a Discord community group in there to connect with each other, support each other, hype each other up. Know that that's there. And also, while I'm here, my intuitions want to tell you guys that I do have 2 spots opening up for my one-on-one soul-centered leader subconscious healing and spiritual business coaching program. So if you've ever wanted to work with me, those are the 2 opportunities for you to work with me on a deeper capacity, a deeper level. Obviously, my mindset and embodiment membership, the True Alignment Portal, is extremely low cost. It's in dollars, but I think when you convert it into pounds, I think it's like £12 per month. So super affordable, super accessible. That's why I made it, because I want to make this work accessible as possible. And then my one-on-one program, my soul-centered leader program for small business owners, is obviously a higher ticket offer, but with more intimacy and support and connection. And my one-on-one clients also get access to my True Alignment Portal during their contract. So if you want any information around my True Alignment Portal or my soul-centered leader one-on-one subconscious healing and spiritual business coaching program, I will leave the link for my True Alignment Portal in the show notes for you to check out. You can check out a preview of the portal and what's inside. You're also very welcome to send me a message on Instagram. You can even just send me the word portal and I will know exactly what you're talking about. Or if you're interested in working with me on a one-on-one capacity to help expand your mindset, your business, your fulfillment, your manifestations on a deeper soul subconscious level, then I'll put a link for the application form for my one-on-one coaching program. Or again, you can just send me a message on Instagram. I'll leave a link for my Instagram below. You can just send me the word soul, and I'll know that you're talking about my one-on-one program, and we can have a little chit-chat about the program, about any questions, and see if it's a fit for you. But yeah, oh my goodness, I gotta go, guys. I gotta go have fun with my aura elevation women. We're gonna go have a party and kickstart this next 3 weeks off. If you missed out on aura elevation and you're like, fuck, I wanna join, guys, I'm sorry, I would really love you to join as well. But what to do is you can send me a message on Instagram saying elevation, and I can add you to an early bird wait list for our next round. So we'll be running this again in January, February time next year. So we run it twice a week as a reset for the start of the year and a reset for the middle of the year. So if you want to be on an early bird discounted wait list for the next round of Aura Elevation, just send me a message on Instagram. You can say elevation, or you can just let me know that you want to be added, and I can add you that in there, so that when we go to launch the next round, you'll get early access and a discount as well. Okay, I gotta go. I hope that you feel expanded from this episode. Please share it to your Instagram stories, tag me in it, let me know what resonates, send it to a friend, And if you haven't already, please leave a little rating or and review, depending on what platform you listen to. It really does help the growth of the podcast and impacting and touching more people, because the podcast is growing. It's touching so many more people right now, and I'm fucking buzzing. I'm so excited. So please leave a little rating, leave a review if you can, and I will speak to you all next week. Bye.